Let's take a step away from political news now and take you back 10 years to the morning of September 11th, 2001. 23-year-old police cadet Salman Hamdani was in Queens when news broke of the terrorist attacks. So he headed into Lower Manhattan to help the firefighters at Ground Zero. His body was later found in the wreckage of the North Tower of the World Trade Center. Hamdani was declared a hero after the September 11th attacks. He was buried with full honors by the New York City Police Department and cited by name in the Patriot Act as an example of Muslim American valor. But if you visit the September 11th memorial in Lower Manhattan, you will not find his name there among the list of first responders. His mother, Talat Hamdani, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Celeste. Thank you for having me.
It's nice of you to join us. Let's talk first of all about Salman's impulse to go down to the World Trade Center, and how that ended up becoming kind of troubling for you, because he became a suspect despite the fact that he was there to help. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. The reason being, I guess, he did not work down there at the towers, but because he was a certified paramedic, he had worked with MetroCare for a year. And he also was on the payroll, NYPD cadet. So, and apart from that, I mean, that was the main thing, that he responded voluntarily and he did not come home that day. And we knew he would go down there no matter what part of America he was in. He would have flown in to help. That was who he was.
Why did he end up becoming a suspect? His picture was circulated. The police were saying, detain this man if you see him. Based on what evidence?
The main fact was that he was a Muslim by faith, and that made them, you know, look into him suspiciously, because the police department said they did not tell him to go down there, and neither did MetroCare. So he responded voluntarily, but that does not make sense.
We should say very, very firmly that his name was cleared. They found his remains, and as I said, he was honored as a hero by the NYPD. And yet you have pointed to the fact that his name is not on the September 11th memorial. Does his name on the memorial list mean that much?
His name is there on the memorial. What happens is they placed him in a section which says he was there. And he was not recognized as a first responder or as an NYPD cadet. And I've been speaking to the memorial people since then, 2.5 years. I wrote to President Obama. I wrote to Schumer. I spoke personally to Senator Reid. I mean, I spoke to Nadler. I mean, whatever was in my power, whomever I could reach out to. And then this May, when President Obama invited me to meet with him after taking care of Osama bin Laden, I met Joe Daniels there himself personally, and I showed him the letter that I got from the NYPD that he was on the payroll and he should be acknowledged as such. And he said, we have our own rules, and he walked away. And at that time, I told him, all right, then I will go to the public. Then I'm going to take it to the public if you are not going to acknowledge him as an NYPD cadet or as a first responder, which he did not do. And the other fact that really bothers me is, yes, the NYPD gave him a beautiful, honorable funeral. They gave a badge in his name, Commissioner Kelly, a year later on the first anniversary. But last year I discovered his name is not on the NYPD 9/11 memorials either. Can you explain to me why? I've written to Kelly, I've spoken to Kelly, he has not responded as yet, and it's demeaning my son and his sacrifice in his death, that cheating him of his honor.
We're speaking with Talat Hamdani. She's the mother of September 11th first responder Mohammed Salman Hamdani. I certainly don't speak for the NYPD, but we do have a response from Paul Brown, who's the spokesperson for the NYPD. He told our partner, the New York Times, that the reason that your son's name was not included on the list of first responders is because he was a police cadet, still a student. So does it really make much of a difference if he's on that list of first responders as opposed to just somebody who died in the attacks?
Yes, it does, especially in this Islamophobe environment right now. And everybody's trying to, especially the NYPD, saying they're not targeting the Muslim community. So why not acknowledge him as a token of, building bridges between the Muslim Americans and, the general public? But coming back to the 9/11 memorial, I don't understand how can a national memorial be at the jurisdiction of a small group of people who do not take, they never contacted me, you know, all these 10 years, and they contacted me 2 years ago, which I challenged them. I wrote to them, it should not, his name should be placed where, you know, as a first responder. And they said, oh, they have to be a cadet, they have to be with the NYPD or with the FDNY. So I said, yes, he was with the NYPD. And then the guy said his name was Edward. They only gave their first name on the phone. And then he said, oh, actually, he did not get an award from President Bush. That's why he cannot be over there. An award from the president carries more weight than a person sacrificing his life, saving his fellow citizens. Does that make sense?
That's Talat Hamdani, mother of September 11th first responder Mohammed Salman Hamdani. So, Talat, you will only be satisfied if his name is moved from just a victim to a first responder.
Yes, that's where he belongs. That's why he went down there.
Talat Hamdani, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We invited people to respond to how to appropriately memorialize the actions of Salman Hamdani, and you responded.
My name is Teresa from Maryland. The Muslim man who was not given credit for what he did, he wasn't discredited as being a first responder, when in fact that is what he did, and that he gave his life willingly trying to help. He should be honored with the First Responder Award.
Patrice from Salt Lake City wrote this. Of course, Talat Hamdani's son Salman should be recognized on the list of first responders. He was a first responder. I very much admire Ms. Hamdani's courage to persist in her fight for justice. And Joanne from New Jersey had this. Salman Hamdani risked his life to help save others. He was a first responder and should be respected by having his name on the public list of first responders. I'm troubled that his mother is being given a runaround on this by our officials. Your view on this or any story from the program at 877-8MY-TAKE, or just go to thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.